Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. Good morning, y'all, and come on in. We invite you to join the conversation by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Anything, any question, any concern you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the bottom of the foundations to the top of the chimney cap, we can cover everything in between. And we can especially cover it today by special invitation. We have the highest ranking officer of licensed contractors in the state of Arizona, Mr. Jeff Lee, the director of the Arizona Register of Contractors. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rosie. Thanks for asking me. I'm really going to enjoy this. So, good to be here.
Boy, you're close to ground central.
Well,
we're zero, man. We're right there.
We're keeping busy. We're trying to keep the message going out, and we're doing everything we can. Our offices open. We've got a lot of folks teleworking. Our office is open on appointment only, but all of our services are available online. We had just rolled out a new portal a few weeks before all of this hit. You can apply for your new license. You can renew your new license. You can make changes to your license. If someone needs to file a complaint, they can file a complaint online. All of those things. And if they have any difficulty with that, they're free to call our staff. I've got about 90% of my staff is teleworking.
They are. Yes, 90%.
So, well, about 50% of the staff are investigators, so they're in the field already.
All right.
We had a pretty good, what we consider a COOP plan, a continuing operations plan together, and we're able to pull the trigger on that and get it going almost instantly.
Well, there's a lot of confusion as to whether or not contractors should even be open right now. And I know you're not, I'm not an attorney, but boy, when I read the executive orders, it seems pretty clear to me. And certainly, should you have a project that's in the middle of being done, certainly get that project finished. I tell people, look, if you want a project done, we're already booking months out.
That's what I'm hearing.
There's going to be a backlog. Yeah. I mean, if you wait to get a kitchen or bathroom design until this is over, any legitimate licensed, bonded, insured contractor with any amount of successful history should be backed up 4 to 6 to 8 or 9 months.
It appears that it's going to be that way. Yeah. So I'm not a wise guy when it comes to what's going to happen to the future. I have some thoughts, and like, I'm not an attorney, so all of those kind of things. But that's what I think. I think that's what it looks like in an article in Construction Dive that came out today. They're predicting a construction tsunami.
We were on a Zoom conference call with 1,800 contractors from Seattle to Miami, from Portland, Maine, mm-hmm. to San Diego. And it was a conversational type meeting. And one of the guys from Cincinnati said, I wish I'd listened to Rosie 4 years ago. He's been estimating over the phone for 4 years. We've been doing a lot of small projects. We call it the rapid response estimate.
Right.
You send us a couple pictures, a couple measurements. We'll estimate your job over the phone. We don't even have to come to your house. And so now they all want my template for rapid response estimate.
There you go.
Maybe that's my opportunity in this situation.
Right, you end up with a new company, right? Another division. Passive income, my friend.
But if y'all do want work done, we do a lot of our estimating by phone with cameras.
Right.
We ask you, could you go over to the service panel and just open that door and let us take a look at what your load capacity is, how many empty breaker boxes you may have. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of that. And I think we're going to be doing a lot more.
I believe so. I believe so, and I hope so. You know, the construction science technology professions, we were short of workforce. We still are, but it's a tremendous opportunity for those folks who want to. They can study. They'll have a great career once this takes off, earning a great living. So,
and all of your inspectors are on duty.
Yes, the way the inspections are working, we investigate all complaints. Not all of our complaints result in a job site inspection. Not all complaints include workmanship. We're investigating those. Should a homeowner or a contractor be concerned about doing the physical inspection, we discuss that with them. We handle each of those cases individually. And it's up to them if they don't want to do it or they do want to do it. And if they hold off, then we handle the case. We push the case off until everything is settled down.
All of that is ongoing.
Ongoing.
Everything.
Yes.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed except that we're appointment only at our office in Phoenix, which
is
our main office.
That's down on the Capitol.
We're at the Capitol, and we encourage, and we have all of our services are available electronically online at azroc.gov. Excuse me, roc.az.gov, roc.az.gov. All of our services are available. Now, I do know that there's some capacity problems with phone lines. I don't have those exact numbers, but I've the numbers that we've rolled around is that as soon as some of these executives orders come out, the call volume is 9 times normal peak from ever. So the calls are coming in at 70 calls per second for a minute, and so that slows things down. I think everybody can understand that.
Wow.
But we've got tremendous people at Department of Administration working around the clock to keep bandwidth open and adding different kind of tools to make sure that people can get to the state government.
And I can't emphasize enough that at these times, that if you do want work done, now and for the next year and a half, it's always important, licensed, bonded, and insured, but even more so now.
Right. Yes, always, you know, it's not really a good idea to, you know, if somebody comes knocking on your door saying, hey, I notice your roof needs redone. Well, that's kind of a red flag, could be a red flag. Doesn't mean that it is, but it's kind of a red flag. Like you mentioned, Rosie, most contractors are very, very busy, and they have been for a long time.
Boy.
And if you have somebody that says they can start tomorrow, it doesn't mean that they don't have the bandwidth, but it might be a red flag that you want to do some additional investigation. Check our website always. If there's some information on there that you don't quite understand, call our office. I encourage you to do that on everything. Never write a check to a person's name if you're doing business with a company. Always write the check to the company, no matter what they say. And though you can pay cash if you want to, if you pay cash, there's no really, you have some serious things going on there. So if you run into a problem, it's kind of hard to get your cash back.
Well, in what I would consider this, what historically up until 2 weeks ago was a extremely robust, expansive economy.
Oh, yeah, crazy.
What's the incoming stream for contractors coming in? Or do we still have a lot of pressure on people wanting to find our secret little hole here in Arizona?
Well,
can't you and I raise a few more barriers of entry?
that's the last thing we need in the construction industry is barriers. As we're trying to allow other folks in with the governor's universal licensing effort, it also allows other companies here, companies that are general contractors that may need a subcontractor, and there's not enough subcontractors here to do that. There's an ability for people to come from other places to do that. But we're seeing currently the last week or so, new license applications have been a little off, not a whole lot,
okay.
A little off. Our call volume is staying the same, and we had renewals were massive, That's what we're looking at. We're geared to handle. We can handle the volume we were handling before we went virtual, telework. We can handle the volume. It may be, you know, there's some glitches every once in a while. It could a little maybe slippage a little bit on timelines, but it's nothing like not a doubling of timelines.
Okay. So, well, it's gonna be interesting what we all learn about the efficiencies of telephone working.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom. I do every morning. I do a Google Hangouts with my leadership team. My management team then has meetings with each of the frontline staff, and the frontline staff meet with all of their frontline folks twice a day, 8:30 and 4:30 every day. Aside from having communication going back and forth, ongoing, I have a tremendous look. I'm blessed. I've got some of the best folks around. You know, my chief operating officer, whose birthday is today, Jim Knupp, April 4th, birthday, Jim Knupp.
There you go.
I know he's going to kill me for that, but that's okay. So.
He'll have to come to your house to do it, right?
There you go. Yeah.
It can't happen at the office.
He'll have to have a bayonet that's longer than 6 feet.
Well, the word was out anyway. I saw it on Facebook this morning. Happy birthday, Jim.
There you go.
Well, you know, one of the things I know you're very passionate about, and I may have to beg your patience to stay with us one more segment to really cover it in the depth I want to cover it in, the science, the building science, and yes, the career opportunities that are available. I was just brokenhearted when you canceled the Diamondback game with the governor. We were all invited.
That was harsh.
Yeah,
that was harsh.
But it was focusing on recruiting great talent to the trades.
Absolutely.
And we're going to cover that. We're going to go on a little break here.
Awesome.
We come back, we're going to be talking about, are you sitting on your hands right now not knowing exactly what you want to do in the future? There's an excellent career opportunity for you in the trades.
I saw some meme somewhere that said, you know, kind of interesting how a lot of people with expensive degrees are sitting on the couch and everyone with the trades are running the world right now.